Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a bright and glorious morning that we have. The blessing of the Lord has continued as we still reside in the sea. It's a joy to know that we have an opportunity to come together in obedience to His name, to remember Him this morning. And we have truly been reminded of the one who loved us and gave Himself for us. You know, that last hymn we sung speak about the wait. It says we are waiting for His returning. And just a little thought of the waiting period. What do we do while we're waiting? My mind went to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. It's Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. I'll just read a few verses there. Verse 1, it says, in the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day which He was taken up. After that, He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen. Verse 3, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said He, ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. We drop down to verse 12. It says, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the other brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer, supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brethren. We'll stop there. Okay, so here we see that the Lord Jesus made a commandment, well, a request, instructions to His disciples, knowing that He is going to leave. And, you know, if you're waiting for something, there has to be a certain assurance you have that it's going to happen, right? You don't just go wait for something you don't think going to happen. You don't think, okay, if you're going to go to the bus stop and you wait for a bus, you know the bus has a schedule, right? So at a certain time, they always late or early, 5, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, they get late, they get delayed. But it's a expectation that it's gonna happen. So the Lord has said, go, wait at this place, particular place, something's gonna happen. Okay, so we all agree that we have an expectation when we expect something to happen. So the disciples were told to go to this particular place and wait for something from the Lord, and they did. And of course, if we continue, the idea is I want to make here is the waiting period, and then what do you expect to happen? Not necessarily. Acts 2:42 is another situation where it did happen. They waited and the Holy Spirit came, and we know the story, but it's not the focus today. But what I'm saying here is we're waiting. But once you're waiting, sometimes, you know, human has real small attention spans. We are focused on something for a moment, and if it doesn't happen a certain time, we start getting distracted and not, you know, focusing, not remembering why we're even there. We get distracted, we go somewhere else, we, you know, and sometimes we miss out on what we're supposed to get because we have no patience. Patience and humility is what we lack as human beings. So, as we have said, they have waited, and we know that in Acts 2:42 the Holy Ghost did come. But I want to bring it home now, today, to us. As we have sung, we're waiting for the Lord's returning. But what should be our occupation while we're waiting? What are we going to be occupied with when we're waiting for the Lord to return? It's not the Holy Spirit that is coming. We know we already have that when we accepted the Lord. We already have the Holy Spirit in us. Now, what do we wait for? And what should we be doing when we're waiting? I guess down in verse 14. In verse 14, it kind of gives us an idea what we should be occupied with. It says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So there we have it. While we're waiting, we shouldn't be just going about our business and not, you know, their prayer. There's a lot involved in this word prayer. You're praying and making supplications. We do that on a Thursday night when we come together, and many other places we have prayer meetings. You know, we pray, we make supplication for each other. We pray for the sick, we pray for the conferences, the gospel work. We do that, which should be our occupation. In our private lives also, we have a responsibility, each individual, to be praying for one another. That's a very important task that we, every believer, can do. We don't have to be anointed with, you know, any names, as it were. Don't have to be a deacon, you don't have to be the pastor, you don't have to. As a believer, a child of God, you have that access to pray, and it should be the desire of your heart to pray for one another. Each of us needs prayer. So, supplication. What's the difference between prayer and supplication? There is prayer where you talk to the Lord, and supplication, that's a little deeper. As we're in the book of Daniel, we have seen where Daniel came in and he was heavily burdened with the situation and the condition of the people. And he would go before the Lord and really pour out his heart. Truly, not just saying words, but he really had a deep concern for the saints. And this is the status that we should, you know, seek to grasp. The condition, not just our own condition, but the assembly, every person in the assembly, every child of God, not just brethren, but every child of God everywhere. We should have this desire to go before the Lord and pray on behalf of each one. So that's supplication is a little deeper. And then, you know, we have had a question last week in our Sunday school about the women, how do they express their spiritual, spirituality, as it were. That's for summarizing. Women can also pray. You have that access to pray to the Lord. You pray on behalf of others. And this is something that we all should exercise. I implore you, sisters, please pray for us brothers. Because, you know, sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do either. We need the support. Sometimes we're not focused. We need that kind of support in the, deep desire, the deep prayer and concern of our dear sisters. And then here, and with his brethren, they were waiting with the brethren. They were there. The whole, you have the individuals, you have the sisters, and then you have the assembly. Brethren, it would speak of the assembly. We have to have a heart, a deep desire to pray for one another, to support the assembly, to build us up in our most holy faith, as we are asked. And then, we're still waiting, right? So, how long do we wait? Is there like a time you said, okay, it's too long, let's... You know, I remember one time when I just bought my blue van. That was in 2004. It was, the glass was, Florida needs tint. Because, I was on the road a lot, and that thing was very hot when the sun come pelting in, so I decided to put a tint job on it. So I brought it down to the tint shop, and I said I was going to bring it. The guy said they're going to need it for half a day. It was like 2 miles from the house. It's on the same military trail, but 2 miles north from where I live. So I parked it. Lorna was at work, of course, so I couldn't get a ride. I could, but I didn't want to take her out of work. So I waited a few. I said, I'm going to take the bus. Got the bus ride right by. That would be my first time riding on a bus in Florida, in the United States. So I waited. They said that I look on the app. It says every 30 minutes, the bus comes. So I waited outside the place, and I waited. I don't know if it was 30 minutes, but it seemed like forever. So guess what? I decided I'm going to walk home. I can't wait no more. So I started walking. I said, when the bus comes, I'll just stop it. Then, of course, the bus passed me between the stops, and they don't stop at your stop. So I end up walking the 2 miles home. But not because I was not patient enough. Because if I waited a little longer, the bus would have come. And isn't this what happens to us sometimes? We wait, and then we order patience, and then we decide to do something else, and the Lord comes and he does whatever he needs to do, and then we're not there. Just an example I'm trying to say. Patience. Our timing is not the Lord's timing. And you remind me of the five virgins and the 10 virgins. Five were ready and five was not. Five wasn't prepared, so they decided to go do something else while they were waiting, not knowing the timing of the Lord. The Lord came when they were doing something else, and we all know the story. So it's just the thing is, we got to be patient and wait and trust the Lord that he will deliver. He will come when he said he will, but we don't know when. He didn't ask us, he didn't give us a time and said, I'm going to be here this time. He said, just wait. This is what we're supposed to do. Just obey his word and wait. So I know that's a hard thing for us, waiting. Because I know it in myself that I don't like to wait. So I pray that the Lord would give us patience to continue to believe in his word and wait before him. And, you know, we're truly waiting. As we have sung, we're waiting for his returning. It is going to happen. There's no doubt about it. But he said also in Revelation, "Behold, I come quickly." He will come. And there's another verse that says, "He that shall come will come." So it's going to happen. So I just trust that we do these things. Pray for each other. Be patient. Support each other. And wait. We got to wait on each other too. You know, there are times when we rush things along too. We should wait on each other. Not because something that's happening now, that means it's not going to happen. We should be patient with each other. And be patient in waiting with the Lord, for the Lord. I also trust that we shall be continually encouraged in these things as we walk in the scene and as we wait for his return. May the Lord bless his word and these few thoughts to his glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.